This is a poster created by Pierre Bonnard for La Revue Blanche.
In 1889, the Nathanson brothers, Alexandre, Tade and Alfred, founded the cultural periodical La Revue Blanche. These literary and artistic talents rubbed shoulders there, and the revue became the voice of the artistic and cultural elite.
In 1894, Tade Nathanson asked Bonnard to portray the elegant Parisian woman reader of the magazine and gave him carte blanche to create a poster. Bonnard created the portrait of a mysterious woman with charisma and an ideal feminine beauty. The painter didn't choose his model at random. His model was Misère. With a sober palette, the work reminds us of the dark and dubious atmosphere of Baudelaire or Verlaine. However, Bonnard didn't forget the subject of the poster, which was, of course, La Revue Blanche. Its name appears to stretch out to infinity on the bricks of the wall in the background. The Parisian street kid seems to point to it by his thumb gesture. Now, look at the poster presented on the left. In 1895, Toulouse-Lautrec created this new advertising poster, and the model was again Misère. Here, the most cheerful of the revue's painters was interested in Misère's roguish quality and focused on the expressive force of the drawing, using sharp, quick strokes. On the subject of this poster, Annette Vaillant, the niece of Tade, wrote the following.
On Toulouse-Lautrec's poster, Misère announces with her fur collar, her beautiful face braced under a spotted head veil. She personifies La Revue Blanche, which I confuse with this self-assured, elegant lady. Bold but immaculately dressed, a symbol of fin de siècle intelligentsia allied with the upper classes.
Toulouse-Lautrec was an independent artist who distanced himself from the styles of his age. His acuteness and his psychological insight allowed him to render his models from life in the immediacy of their being, whatever their place in society.